Yeah.
So I guess I'll introduce. I'm here with Miss Jafondi Cato.
Hey,
everybody. Jafondi, I've known her for like 4 years now.
Yeah. Damn. Four or maybe even five.
I don't know.
Four for sure, though.
Four for sure.
Yeah.
And me and Jafondi went to Italy on a romantic USO tour.
Yeah, we did.
And we took many pictures.
Many, which can be found on Facebook.
Oh, well, MySpace, actually. We went during MySpace. Yeah.
No, they're on my Facebook.
They're on my MySpace.
Oh.
Isn't that nuts?
That is crazy.
I uploaded them to MySpace.
Yeah.
So it's been 4 years.
Yeah. That's okay. Crazy.
And this is officially episode 7.
Is it really? That's a great number for me.
I think it's episode 7.
Is it a good number for you?
Yeah. I hope it is episode 7. Let's see. I had, who the hell did I have? Aurelio, Steve, Ty, Alfred. Oh, man. I'm going to be so upset if I don't remember who this person is. And it's especially since they did the podcast and I'm their friend. Oh, me.
Wait, you...
I was the sixth one. Oh, that's
You're
right.
You're so forgetful.
I forget it myself.
You forget it yourself,
I forget it myself.
You're so silly. That's how you get all the women. It's just silliness and forgetting about
that's
yourself.
That's all I got. I forget it.
That's all that works. Anyway, women always are like, oh, I want tall, I want money, I want this and that. But ultimately, every woman wants to laugh.
Yeah, wants a silly man who makes pancakes funny.
Preferably naked, yeah. Serve. Someone's breaking in.
Yeah, someone's breaking in. We're on the ground floor. It gets pretty noisy.
Well, my place in Brooklyn isn't this noisy. I have to say, okay, I went to see the Newsies today on Broadway with my sister. It was a little racist, but it's okay because it's Disney. And they made this comment about Brooklyn floored me. I mean, I've only been in New York, in Brooklyn for 10 months, but I'm a Brooklynite now.
Yeah.
And I have much respect for Brooklyn. And they literally like, so who's going to Yonkers? I will. Who's going to the Bronx? I will. Who's going? And then they were like, so Brooklyn. And everybody turns around. Like, nobody wants to go to Brooklyn. And I just thought that was really fucked up. And then when they finally got the Newsies to come over the Brooklyn Bridge from Brooklyn, there was no ethnic Newsies.
Oh, no.
But it's Brooklyn. But
there's now more white people Brooklyn.
I know that. And I'm learning that when I see a cop on the street, that means white folks is coming.
Or Morgan Freeman. Who we saw in Brooklyn yesterday.
What? Did you really?
Or no, 2 days ago or whenever it was.
No, serious. I've been here for 10 months. I live in East Flatbush. And when I drive to work, which is in Fort Greene, it's only 4 miles away, but 20-minute drive. I notice every month the white cops, the patrollers, get closer and closer to my block. So I'm really excited because that means my shit's going up because the white folks is coming.
Yeah. The white folks is coming.
The white folks is coming.
Is coming.
At first, the
everybody put on your best suits.
Exactly. When I first moved there, though, the white folks was getting me broken into because they thought I had money because I had a friend stay there. It was
Billy
because she
was
white.
Billy was staying at your apartment.
Yeah, Billy. Billy, white ass Billy. She was staying at my apartment. Billy. Mm-hmm. It's B-I-L-L-I-E because it's a girl.
Yeah.
And my shit got broken into, and it was because it's a white, the white bitches is coming. They thought money was coming.
Yeah, and they were wrong.
They were so wrong. They know my ass lived there. There's no money.
Yeah.
The lights weren't even turned
on. They turned on the light. Oh,
no,
they weren't.
The lights weren't even turned on. Like, we ain't got money.
They were like, oh, shit, we needed a flashlight for this place.
Exactly. Billy staying with my broke ass. It ain't nothing to take over here.
No, oh,
but
man.
Pussy. Billy. Yeah. Billy, you're up.
If you want it. No, it's okay.
I'll go. You want me to lock the door?
Huh? You think I could buy groceries with your pussy? I'm going to leave. There's like a few places I want to see in New York. The Ghostbusters Firehouse, which I'm going to see tomorrow. And Biggie's Grave.
Wait, that really exists?
Yeah.
Where?
It's down in Tribeca.
Well, it's a real firehouse.
It's a real firehouse.
But the fact that you call it the Ghostbuster Firehouse is hilarious.
It's where the Ghostbusters were filmed, yeah. And they even have the sign on the inside. If the doors are open, you can see the Ghostbuster sign on the inside.
I thought you were going to say ghost.
No,
that would be a real reason to go.
You could see ghosts. They're like, ooh. Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in a presence that's not seen by us. But I think ghost might be the wrong word because it has all of these negative, this negative kind of connotation.
Yeah.
Almost forgot that word halfway through the word. Weed.
So funny. Yeah, I guess ghost does have a negative connotation,
right,
because they had to make a friendly ghost.
Exactly, Nick. That's why I love you. Same page, man. We just get it.
I don't know anything about anybody anymore.
Well, that's fine.
Like, you ever had that moment in your life where everything, you just like, I don't even know how to tie my shoes right now. Just
you're talking to me
for 5 seconds.
You're talking to Jafondi
for 5 seconds. I didn't know anything at all.
I just forgot a word halfway through the word, Nick.
What was it? Concoction?
No. Connotation.
Connotation.
Spell it.
That's a C-O-N-N-A-T-I-O-N. Right? Connotate. No, C-O-N-N-A-T-A-T-I-O-N.
I don't know.
Connotation.
C-O-N-N-A-T-A-T-I-O-N. That's what you said,
go.
Right?
Uh-huh. That's what I said the second time.
Yeah, the second time, yeah.
First time I said Kenosian.
Is that the motion in ocean, boy?
That's the Kenosian in
your
ocean.
That's the Kenosian in your ocean.
Look, all you need is the Kenosian in your ocean, baby. Oh,
that sounds like something my uncle would say.
The Kenosian in
my
the ocean?
My uncle Randy, yeah. He's got... and then Uncle Randy talk like this, talk like Boom Howl from King of the Hill, right? And they call my daddy Key. Hey, Key boy, you remember that time we got in a fight with the white boys because we were trying to go to school?
That's the best.
And he's got like two teeth. But he's always the uncle to sneak me weed at the family reunion. Which don't let your daddy see this.
I want to hear this story.
I got plenty of stories about Uncle
Randy.
Well,
then come on.
Okay.
Hold on. Change his name to Uncle Billy, and then you've officially
okay.
got you.
To Hold be on. Honest, he would be like, oh, girl, you use my name on national television. It's like, no, I know, but that's Uncle Randy. When they gonna show that on ABC News? 7 or 8 o'clock news. No, I have a good story. Okay, so Uncle Billy, before I moved to LA, so this was like 8 years ago, my boyfriend at the time was a white guy. He comes over to my grandma Cato's house, which is like, in my family, if you have a boyfriend and you introduce him to the Cato side, like, he's in.
Yeah.
But only until, like, you see that he can hold his own with them, do you know that he's really in, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, if I'm introduced, it's like, okay, he's going to be around for a while, but now let's see how he can hold his ground, because this side of the family is crazy. So we go to my grandma Cato's. Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever.
Yeah.
We walk in, Uncle Bill is like, well, hot nigga it out. Girl, I ain't never know us to have no white brother-in-law. I was like, Uncle Billy, if we were married, it wouldn't be your brother-in-law. Will you swim in a public pool with them white folks? Okay. Like, he's just random.
That's
just
funny.
Randomly, I love him. He's like one of my favorite uncles. Oh my god, do you see this arm jiggle?
Oh,
I've never had this in my life, and it really bothers me.
Oh,
I went
no.
to wave at a baby the other day, and I was like, that baby does not like me. And then I was like, oh, okay, no, it doesn't like my flappy fucking arms.
You went to wave at a baby the other day.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
And then I was
no.
like, oh, no, baby, no.
Don't
look.
And now you just give babies thumbs up.
That's what I'm going to start doing.
I went to
Thanks,
wave.
Nick.
I went to wave at a baby.
Why is
the other
that
day?
So funny that I waved at a baby? What else are you supposed to do? Talk to them? They can't talk. What's you like wave to me.
Because it's like you're waving like you guys are acquaintances.
I
wave at acquaintances.
I'm a child. Like, ooey, baby. That's how you make them smile.
But who cares about making babies smile?
I do when they walk into my restaurant and I need that tip money.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. I get it now.
You got to make the baby's happy
so
first,
you waved at
and then the ladies,
then the ladies,
the wives, and then the man's happy.
I guess.
And as long as the man tips, you got 20% or more.
I see what it
if
is.
If that woman tips, she it could go either way, which pisses me off. Like, I took care of you and your family, bitch. Don't
I waved
get me,
at your baby.
I waved at your cross-eyed baby.
I acted like we knew each other.
Your
we didn't know
baby.
Each other. Well, if it's a cross-eyed baby, maybe they didn't realize you were waving. It was because you're like, I'm going cross-eyed now. It just if you were waving at me, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? What was I going to say? Okay, here we go. How about this? Stupidest person you know. Go. Tell me the stupidest thing you've ever heard somebody say.
Just, okay, maybe I've said the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. Okay. You just reminded me of something.
All right.
So in high school, keep in mind, I didn't have sex until like later than most of my friends and people. So, and I never really felt the need to fit in at all. So when I think back on the story, I have no clue why I even had this conversation because it was a so like, I got to fit in thing. But I remember this guy go, I hadn't had sex, fellatio, nothing of the sort at this point. I didn't even know that I had feeling down there. And this guy goes, so, I mean, you give head? And I was like, yeah. Who doesn't give head, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yes, so what do you do? And I was like, well, I know at first I put a condom on because I'm safe. And then right away he knew I'd never sucked dick before. He knew who puts on a condom before?
Okay,
yeah,
that's the first thing I do. All right, buddy.
But I never had a second or a third. I never had anything to follow
first
that up.
First thing I do, condom.
I know first thing, I put on a condom.
Second
we're
thing.
We're on the phone, so you can only imagine my face. And he's quiet, so I'm waiting for him to be like.
What's the second thing you do?
Like, okay, I want to hear that I'm saying this correctly, but the silence telling me otherwise.
First thing, condom. Second thing, I pulled down your pants. Pretty sure that's the second step.
Yep.
Third thing, you know, we make out for a bit.
Yeah,
just for a bit.
Up. Yeah, I've said some pretty dumb things.
You know what? I said some stupid ones too, man. My buddy, I was hanging with my buddy Billy. And a chick that he used to hook up with, or that he started hooking up with, or eventually hooked up with. And she brought up bi people for some reason. Like, she brought up about being bisexual or something like that.
Bi people, like, they have, like scabies
like
or something.
she brought up bisexuality. And she's like, yeah, you into it? Or something like that. And I was like, yeah. And I'm saying this in front of my best friend. And then, like, 3 months later, I called him, bro, I don't know what the fuck I was saying. You know I'm not bisexual, right?
Wait, why did you wait 3 months to call? Because
it didn't click into my head till later, till I was like, oh, shit, I admitted to being bisexual, which means that I'm into dudes, but I'm not.
Yes, I should tell him.
I should probably
tell him. Probably why you didn't want to hang out for those 3 months.
He gave me this weird look, like, okay. And then I realized, like, oh, that's something stupid that a guy just says because he thinks that
it's
a chick
right
wants
thing.
To hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, fuck. I'm never going to do
funny.
That again. So,
at
yeah.
least he was a good friend. He still accepted you. It wasn't like he was
he's
bisexual. I'm not hanging out with his gay ass no more.
No, he's one of my best friends.
Aw.
And it was
See,
just
that's
so
a real friend.
Yeah. I've had those moments so many times.
Yeah.
One time I had a conversation with a coworker, Billy. And and we're talking about Outkast, and I was like, this was back like in 2003. I was like, yeah, they wrote that Hey Ya song like in 96 or something like that, or 98. I think I said that because I read somewhere that something was written in 98. And then later on, I was like, oh, no, I got the dates wrong. And probably about 5 weeks later, I approached the dude and said, you know, by the way, that I was wrong about the Hey Ya fact.
And you're not a Virgo, right?
No, I'm a Cancer. And he
Wait,
was like
that? July?
Yeah, July.
Right. Oh, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank Sorry. You. You may have actually said happy birthday.
Oh, did
my,
I? Perfect.
Probably. So,
yay, I'm a good friend.
What made me feel better is that he was like, yeah, I remember that. And I kind of thought it was a little off.
Okay, see, that helps when people say that. Because what's worse is when you go say that and people are like, that was 5 weeks ago. No one cares.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, I mean, I figured you just misspoke.
Yeah.
It's like, can I just have my moment?
Yeah, just let me tell you.
I've been thinking about this for 5 weeks, kay. Bitch. Give me 2 seconds.
Let me just confirm
seconds.
This to you.
2 seconds.
I've had tons of those moments where I'm like, okay, I have, hold on. I want to say something. But
I think those moments make up a majority of my life. Me remembering, I didn't say that right. Oh, that was the word I was looking for.
And then you call up.
Yeah.
Connotation.
Exactly. No, I just say Asian because I got the.
Yeah, you got the rest of it. All right.
All right.
So that was talking about Billy. I think we talked about Billy here and there.
We talked, yeah.
And
Billy's ears are burning as they're saying this
out. I know,
I
know. This is episode 7.
7.
With Jafondi.
Jafondi Kato.
Yes, Jafondi Kato. You can find her. And make sure that you put that extra cheese on my double cookie. Thank you guys. Good night.
Night.